This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the beauty and fitness channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Donna Spangler, Hollywood beauty, fitness, and lifestyle expert and author. Donna's blogs are read by millions monthly on such sites as itsaglamthing.com, lasplash.com, teenagewonderland.com, radthemag.com, and donnaspangler.com. Donna recently launched lipsticks, the first product in her Donna Spangler beauty line, and she is working on her second book on beauty and fitness. Donna, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yes, it is. So first of all, you are very physically fit, and you compete in various fitness competitions like Operation Fitness, Miss Century City, Operation Fitness, Miss Santa Monica, and NPC Ironman. Please explain what these competitions are and what you have to do to train for those.
Okay, well, two of the competitions are Bikini Fitness. That's the NPC Ironman. And then two of them are more fitness-oriented. So one, the two of them, I had to go on stage in a bikini and high heels, so high that, very high. And it means that you have to have a certain level of muscle tone because it is a fitness, they're both fitness, so you have to have a certain level of muscle tone. For the bikini, they don't want so muscular that it looks like a bodybuilder. You have to have curves, and there's very specific training that you have to go through in order to get these curves and long lean muscles. And what I do is I train about 5 days a week. 3 days I do weight training, and you know, usually pretty heavy weights for my size, and the other two I do Taekwondo and then some cardio in between if I can. So it takes quite a lot of dedication, and you have to eat properly. That's a crucial part of the training, actually. So during the training, I have to eat lots of protein and vegetables and lean meats like chicken breast, tuna, leafy greens, and a lot of water.
Yeah, lots of water. That's definitely a key one there as well. And now you're working on a book about fitness and beauty. And from looking on your website, we see that you are an advocate for women taking care of themselves in terms of diet and exercise. Talk a little bit about what you want women to know and what you want them to do to be the best they can be in terms of health and fitness.
You know, I believe that women at every age need to take care of themselves. And we must make it a point of taking care of our bodies in terms of diet and fitness. And oftentimes women, they're too busy taking care of their kids and their husbands, their men in their life. And I want to let them know it's okay to take care of yourself, and you actually should. I want them to start being their own health advocates, because we all need time to run, to work out, to eat right, to get the proper rest. We only have one body, and if our body fails us, then we're going to be useless to anybody else, to the ones we love or anybody. So we really have to take that, and it's not selfish time. We have to take that time to put into our bodies. Also, what we put on our skin is absorbed through our bodies, and oftentimes there are things in different products that we, you know, it could be potentially dangerous. So I think it's important to start reading labels and choosing products that are more beneficial to us and that won't hurt us, and those products, in other words, we look on the labels and we see, if we see something that's got such a long name and we don't understand it, you know, chances are that might not be something great to put on your skin, but what I would tell somebody is to just look it up on the internet and try to research it. So know what you put on your skin and in your body.
And that does make sense. Now, we all know that there are so many factors in the environment and in the products that we use that you had mentioned that we use on a daily basis that are damaging to our skin and ultimately to our overall health. Can you give our listeners some tips on keeping our skin young and healthy?
Absolutely. I think that if you get into a regular routine of taking off your makeup at night, exfoliating your skin, making sure you put sunscreen on every single day when you're outside, because the sun damages your skin, and that's been proven. And people that bask in the sun can unfortunately wrinkle, get all kinds of different cancers. Not everybody does, but it just doesn't help your skin. So, I mean, you know, obviously you need some level of sun for vitamin D processing, but for the most part, you know, if you put your sunscreen on, it's much better overall. Also getting a proper amount of sleep. As basic as these things are, sleep and water, a lot of people don't do that or they don't do it all the time. So if you get into a routine and say, okay, I have to drink a certain amount of water, take my makeup off at night, exfoliate my skin, make sure I wear my sunscreen when I go outside. This goes for your face and your body. So I think that those are really good tips to start with. New Skin has something called a galvanic spa. Now, I'm not trying to endorse that, but I actually use it on to like about once a week. So that helps stimulate as a simple skin routine addition.
Today we are with Donna Spangler, Hollywood beauty, fitness, and lifestyle expert and author. Donna's blogs are read by millions monthly and has recently launched lipsticks, the first product in her Donna Spangler beauty line here on eHealth Radio's Beauty and Fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, you have millions of people who read your blogs each month. One thing you are known for is that you have hundreds of recipes for making your own natural skincare products from food products found in your own kitchen, which is certainly interesting. Can you give us some quick recipes for your various scrubs and facials and masks, if you would?
Absolutely. I'm a strong believer in home recipes, and my book will offer a ton of recipes for women to just use that they can go downstairs and pick out of their cupboards. One of my favorites is a yogurt banana facial, and it consists of combining 2 tablespoons of plain yogurt, a half a banana mashed up with a tablespoon of honey. And then you mix these ingredients together to make an effective mask. You put it on your face, and then you lie. What I like to do, because it's kind of drippy, is just kind of lie back maybe on a bed or lie back on your couch and put it on there for 10 or 20 minutes and just relax. And then just rinse with warm water, and you'll absolutely feel the difference after you're done. And one more is a scrub. If you want to make scrubs, you can use olive oil and sugar, like 2 tablespoons of raw sugar and a tablespoon of olive oil, or you can use a tablespoon of almond oil, and you can even substitute the sugar for salt, and that makes a nice exfoliant for the skin, and it also rejuvenates and moisturizes the skin.
What an idea. Now, in 2007, you wrote a very popular book called How to Get a Rich Man, The Princess Formula. Now, this book was a huge hit from what I understand. It was translated into multiple languages, enabling you to travel around the world to promote your book. And although the book sounds a little shallow on subject, you really empower women to be their best and to look for a man that is rich in heart and spirit, and if he has money, you say go for it. Can you tell us a little bit about this book? It sounds pretty interesting too.
It's a book that teaches women how to be the best that they can be, and in order to get the best out of life, and it encourages women to work on themselves internally and externally so that they can have their beauty shine through to their potential partner. And I just really think it's important for women to possess a strong self-image, because true confidence does come from within. And we can't ignore that the reality is that we live in an image-oriented society, and that the way that we present ourselves to the world is an indication of our confidence. So in other words, you know, you want to look your best for people. It's sort of like when you take care of yourself on the outside, it shows that you care about yourself on the inside. And that is so important. And that's important all the way around, that in the way that we work out, because we want to be healthy and strong. We want to look good, but we want to be healthy and strong, because we want to be viable to the world. If you're sickly, and if you don't take care of yourself, and you have a lot of different things going on that aren't positive, then you're a burden to society, basically. And I'm not saying, you know, people have their health issues and things that they can't control, but in life you want to try to do the most you can to prevent any of these things, like don't smoke, don't drink, don't do bad things to your body. That's what I'm here to say. Don't do bad things. Take care of yourself on the outside and show the world that you care about yourself. And I think that will be the biggest empowerment that one can have, is to treat themselves well.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and to also be in potential contact with you? Where's the best place?
DonnaSpangler.com. You can get all the information about me on DonnaSpangler.com. I do have a Twitter account. It's at Donna L. Spangler. And I would love, if anybody has any questions or wants to email me, just go on my website and email me. My email is on the website, which is spangler1@earthlink.net.
Very good. And in conclusion, is there a tip or some advice that you'd like to lend in conclusion to the listener on the topic that we have been covering today?
Yes. You, in life, the person that gets to their goals, I'd say set goals, set beauty goals, set health goals, fitness goals. And in life, it's the one who's persistent that gets to their goals. You might not be the strongest, the smartest, the fastest, whatever it is. If you're persistent, that's more important than anything in life in achieving your goals. And that goes in everything in life.
We've been speaking with Donna Spangler, Hollywood beauty, fitness, and lifestyle expert and author. Donna's blogs are read by millions monthly, and has recently launched lipsticks, the first product in her Donna Spangler beauty line. And the website of reference, go check it out. It's DonnaSpangler.com. Donna, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Beauty and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.